Well, it is definitely good to be back today. And it's good to be here and just to praise the Lord with you guys. I'm doing much, much better. Yesterday, I felt much better than the day before. And today, I got up and I've got a lot more energy, so I can tell I'm on the right track. And then just grateful for what God has done. Grateful to have an opportunity to get back here pretty soon and share some of the good things that have happened the last couple of weeks with you. I'm going to ask Les to come up here and Jonah to come up here. I wanted to be here today because Jonah will be going off to serve our country here pretty quickly by the end of this week, and he has been a great place for us to be able to see God work. And Les asked me months ago, he said, when Jonah gets ready to leave, I want to do Thanksgiving because he's got a lot of grateful things to express. So I'm just going to turn it over to you, Les.
Okay. Good morning, my Eastwood family. I'd like to do this without reading it, but my memory is terrible, so you're going to have to bear with me. I am very thankful this morning that my brother and friend, Bill, is standing up here with me. Yeah, that's a blessing for all of us. The past couple of years, Jeremiah 29:11 has become one of my favorite verses. For God has a plan for us, a plan for our good. God does have a plan for each of us, a good plan. Last Wednesday night in the youth, we looked at Romans 8:28. We know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. So God not only has a plan, he has a purpose for us, and it's a good purpose. I read some years ago that people will forget most of what you say, but they will remember your heart. This time of giving thanks often brings tears because the words are expressions of our hearts. Today, I'm sad, but I'm also excited. One chapter of life is ending, and a new one is beginning. About 7 years ago, God introduced me. Would you switch the slide there? There we go. Introduced me to a young man named Jonah. God's plan was for us to meet together one-on-one. And we did for most of those years. He celebrated his 18th birthday just recently, this past week. You probably heard most that on most Sunday mornings, back when he was in sixth grade, you'd find him down here in one of the pews. Let's call it sleeping, hiding, because he didn't feel like he was ready for the youth. But he has grown so much since that time. Now he's usually the first one to show up. COVID did try to stop our time from meeting once a week, but Sean and Jessica were kind enough to give us permission to continue during that time frame. On most Friday mornings, I would get a text. Are we meeting today? Man, coming from a teenager, someone who wanted to meet and study God's word, that's a blessing. Now, teenage years are tough, and I'm thankful to see how God has developed Jonah over these years. Now he's a man who faithfully reads God's word. Most days he sends out scripture with his thoughts attached to those, or attached to them, with many, too many of our youth. He started a small Bible group of other young men. A man that is able to share his faith in front of a large group, even in Costa Rica, that shows his love for Jesus in a public school. A man that asks God for guidance in tough situations. We got another side, Sean. He even tried to start a new trend, being baptized in the back of a pickup truck. Unfortunately, it didn't catch on. He has endured me telling the same stories hundreds of times. Excuse me. A few weeks ago, Brad gave the Wednesday night lesson about four men. They lowered their paralyzed friend through a roof for healing. That's all they were expecting, healing. Jesus blessed them. He gave them so much more. Jonah, take a look around this room. These people were on the ropes. Some of them are even back here. They lowered you down to Jesus' feet. It'd take the rest of the sermon to give everybody's name. It really would. I want to thank each one of you for the support and the prayers. Is there anything you want to say this morning? Sure. Okay. Most of you know Jonah has decided to go into the Navy to serve our country. He's also chosen to become a corpsman to serve others. I'm thankful that God has blessed me with Jonah's friendship and our Bible time together. I want to thank Sean and Jessica for your support. And I want to thank each of you. Each of you have invested in him. Thank you, God, for having a plan and a purpose for each of us. We're going to miss you. We're going to look forward to those letters, to those calls, and maybe a few trips home. Hopefully you'll stop by. Bill, have you got anything you want to say?
Well, yeah, I wanted to point out that Christianity is not about knowing the truth or the facts about God. It's having a relationship with God. You can't get it by information. You get it, it's caught. It's transferred one heart to another, because Christianity is about seeing and knowing who God is, coming to love and appreciate him, desiring to follow him and obey him and do whatever you can to return love to him. And that's the kind of thing that you saw in your dad as you saw his life change. In this church, many, many people have invested in your life, but no one as much as Les. And being able to see that has really helped you to be motivated to seek and find God yourself, because no one can tell you about him. No one can give you a relationship with Christ. It's something that you see, desire, and want because you see it in others. And I've got a phone right here full of texts that come from Jonah. I don't get one every day, but I get one a lot of days. And I'm always amazed, because they're not just a few things he says, but they're kind of like mini sermon devotions that are just him expressing what he sees and wants in his relationship with God. And I see that heart, because, you know, we're going to pray for you in a minute, and you're fixing to go to a place that I know you're a little worried about. you're not worried about doing the physical training. You're not worried about being put in a position where you have to do the combat training stuff. You can handle the running. You can handle all of that. But you know you're moving to another place where you will be surrounded by greater temptations. And God has prepared you well going through school, being able to stand for Christ. But this will be bigger. And one of the things I love in your text is your expression of how difficult it is to be faithful to God, which lets me know in your heart that's what you're thinking about. You realize God loves you, and you want to love him back. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to be here today, because I think going where you're going, it is important for you to first off know we recognize Christ is in your life. We recognize he's captured your heart. We also recognize that you can't show that without stepping out into this world. We believe that you're well prepared, and we will be praying for you. So I'm gonna let Les start off, and I'm gonna close the prayer.
Thank you, Father, for our time with Jonah, to see him grow and become the man he is now. Father, I ask for your hand to physically protect him and your spirit to guide him in all his decisions. We trust in your will and plan for his life. We thank you for your son, his sacrifice, and example. Thank you for showing your love so that we may share it with others. Amen.
And everywhere that Jonah goes, Lord, we know that your will boils down in his life to be able for him to reflect and shine that light and that love and that life that the Holy Spirit has put in his heart through Jesus Christ. And we ask you to give him strength. We ask you to give him courage. We ask you to let your presence be with him so that the reality that he is your child is more powerful than any peer pressure or any challenges that he faces. And we pray, Lord, that as he leaves, that each step that he takes will draw him closer to you and fill his heart with more joy as he sees your hand in his life. And we thank you, we love you, we praise you, and we're grateful for you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.